USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a historic vote that fell along party lines, the House Judiciary Committee approves articles of impeachment against President Trump. The mood in the hearing room was somber as the 40 lawmakers cast their votes.
Aye.
My vote is no.
The first vote on Article 1, Abuse of Power.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The outcome was identical for Article 2.
No.
Obstruction of Congress.
The article is agreed to.
The charges are similar to those the committee passed during President Nixon's impeachment process in 1974. The measures will likely be voted on by the full House on Wednesday. It would then go to a Senate trial, but the Senate majority is Republican, and they say they'll support President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's now details of more Democratic debates coming early in the new year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The DNC says the 7th in a series of 12 planned debates will take place on January 14th in Des Moines, Iowa, hosted by CNN in partnership with the Des Moines Register. On February 7th, ABC News, in partnership with ABC's New Hampshire affiliate WMUR-TV and Apple News, will hold the first debate after the voting begins in Manchester. There'll be another debate on February 19th. That one will be hosted by NBC News and MSNBC in partnership with the Nevada Independent. That will be in Las Vegas. And CBS News and the Congressional Black Caucus Institute will co-host a Democratic primary debate on February 25th in Charleston, South Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Popular Science is out with the 2019 Best of What's New Award winners, featuring 100 products and technologies that represent the most significant advancements in their categories. John Clemens reports.
Corinne Iozio, who is the executive editor of Popular Science, tells us the awards, now in its 32nd year, celebrate the items that make our lives simpler, smarter, and better. Like the Impossible Burger.
What's essentially a grain or plant-based burger that acts exactly or very, very close to what you would expect from a normal beef-based burger.
The Impossible Burger 2.0 is only one on the list that was compiled by Popular Science.
Even when you cut it, it bleeds because the company has been able to replicate a version of the same molecule that gives red meat its color.
I'm John Clemens.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear three cases involving investigations seeking President Trump's financial and tax records. Trump is the first president in about four decades to decline to release his tax returns to the public and has fought a number of legal battles to keep the documents private. One of the cases involves a Manhattan investigation by District Attorney Cyrus, who is seeking 8 years of Trump's New York State tax returns. He's seeking the documents as part of his probe into hush money payments he says the president paid to two women to keep news of their extramarital affairs secret. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.